Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm super excited to have you joining us here today. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you what, we have a phenomenal show. Yes, we're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I'm telling you what, the weather is amazing. Yes, I put in extra syllables. Amazing. So we're excited that you're joining us here. For all those that are listening from Twitter, from Facebook, from Blog Talk Radio, from Charvette.com, we say hello and we appreciate you. Oh. And those that will listen in iTunes, we appreciate you as well. Listen, today's show is awesome. We're going to start the top of the hour out talking about health and wellness, which we all should be pursuing. I am delighted to have hanging out in the virtual green room with me, Renee Wiggins. She is a registered dietitian, a certified massage therapist, a certified health and wellness coach. Oh, my goodness. She has been training and mentoring and coaching people for their health and their wellness for over 20 years. And she has a brand new book out called Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom. We're going to talk to her about that. It's a 40-day journey to wellness. You want to keep it locked right here. And then our second segment, we're going to be talking to Kizzy Johnson. She's out of St. Louis, Missouri. She is an author of a brand new book called Coffee Shop Therapist. Sound advice for life skills. So we're excited to have Kizzy joining us. And then we'll wrap up the show with Richmond's own Tisa Wood. She is a contemporary gospel music vocalist and speaker. Her latest project called Awesome is out. It was produced by Vershawn Mitchell, and we're excited to feature Tisa Wood on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So let's go ahead and roll right on in. We say hello to those that are listening on the phone lines and those that are hanging out in the chat room. We see you. Hello, and thank you so much. So again, we're starting out talking to our very first guest. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. I'm excited to have Renee joining us. Renee Wiggins, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It is a beautiful and amazing day, isn't it? The sun shining, no rain, the weather is just right, and there's plenty of smiles in everybody's face, and everybody just skipping along. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I love it, just skipping along. Oh, wow, well, we're excited to talk to you. Certainly, health and wellness is always top of mind, and during this time of the year, a lot of people started out in December and January with resolutions. Many churches went on like a Daniel fast. Some people are in the Lenten season, so they've cut back on things. But you have put together a book called Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom, A 40-Day Journey to Wellness. So let me ask you this first. You chose 40 days. A lot of people say, well, you only need 21 days to create a habit. Where did the 40 days come from?
Well, the 40 days come from the going through the wilderness, you know, the Israelites going through the wilderness for 40 days, and when they know it should have taken them, you know, at least 9 days. So that's one part of it. And the other part of it is also that even though it's 21 days to develop a habit, sometimes people don't really get into that habit until almost the 40th day. So that's why I chose the 40-day journey.
Wonderful. And so in your book, you really talk about the spiritual component and the physical component of health, and that really the spirituality and the physical health go hand in hand. Why do you believe that is true?
That is so true, because as Joyce Myers mentioned, where your mind goes, the body follows. If you're in a deep depression state, you don't care about your health, you don't care about the people surrounding you, you don't care about your home, you just sit there and just don't really even survive. You're in a state of wilderness. You feel that you can't get out. So you're not taking care of yourself at all, and your health starts to subside, you know. Or you're the type of person that's focused on those aches and pains, and that becomes your God instead of focusing on God to help heal you. When you're physically fit in that mind and in that body, you just skipping along, and like I said, you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your family. Nothing stands in your way. You have that self-esteem, that confidence that you can get through anything. But when you're down in the deep pit, nothing can bring you out. And so if you're spiritually fit in that mind, no matter what is against you, the pains and aches, cancer, any type of illness, you still can plow plow through.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. And so let's start with maybe your five top tips for those that are listening saying, you know, I want to really take care of my health. I want to really jump on this bandwagon or continue what I have been doing or have that re-motivation if I kind of slipped off the bandwagon, as they say. So what are your top five tips for those that are seeking health and wellness and improving their nutrition?
Improve their nutrition and fitness. First, I always tell them simply just begin with walking. Simply 10 minutes a day, you can still burn calories when you're walking. So you can buy any type of shoe, a good sneaker, and you can walk from any age 2 to 92. Just get a prescription from your doctor. Walking builds that self-esteem, confidence. It lowers your body weight, lowers your high blood cholesterol, blood pressure level. Walking, you just feel good about yourself when you walk. You don't have to go to a gym. You don't have to buy an expensive equipment. Begin first with walking. And once you realize you can walk, then you can go into the little sprint, into the run. So walking, decreasing your portions. Would you believe you can still lose a lot of weight if you decrease your portion size? Instead of having an 8-ounce steak, have at least a 3 to 4 ounce steak. Instead of a whole cup of rice, have a half a cup of rice as well. Instead of having those sweetened beverages, you know, those teas and those juices and them sodas that almost 200 calories or have 22 packs of sugar in them, if you cut back to diet, and even though I'm not advocating diet, but if you cut back to diet, zero calories, believe it or not, you can lose almost 1 to 2 pounds. There are some people that are drinking 1,700 calories a day just in drinks alone. 1,700 calories. So it's 1,700 calories plus another 1,000 or 2,000 what they eat. You can see why most Americans are overweight.
Wow.
So walking, decreasing your portion controls, get rid of those sweetened drinks. Go from fried to baked, broil your meats, trim all the fat. I know it's the basics and people hear it all the time, but a lot of people don't follow that.
Yeah.
They don't.
You're so
and
right.
Bring your own lunch. Avoid those, you know, high-fat, high sugary fast food restaurants. Go back to where your mother used to train you. Just a simple peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a tuna fish chicken salad. And if you don't want the bread, you can put the chicken salad or tuna fish and romaine lettuce, roll it up, and eat it that way. So you can still cut calories as well.
Wonderful.
So
The walking. So you say in your book you have some kind of excuse busters. So people say I can't afford the gym, I don't have the money, and so walking is one of your excuse busters.
Right, walking. And for a lot of ladies too, would you know a lot of ladies say they don't want to exercise because of their hair?
Yeah.
Would you believe that? But if you walk, you don't really sweat that much, and maybe we need to go back to that natural look. Instead of all these high-priced processed hairstyles, because if you take care of your hair naturally, you don't have to oil it every day. You shampoo it once a week, oil it about 3 times a week. Don't have to really brush it, because when you brush it, you're irritating the shaft and the ends of your hair. So maybe going back to natural is much better than having all these different other type of high-processed, high, you know, hairstyles.
Oh, all right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are talking to Renee Wiggins. Yes, and we are talking about how to help you be fabulously fit for God's kingdom. Hello to those hanging out in the chat room, those on the phone lines, we see you. And she just gave us 5 tips right off the top, right off the bat, of her recommendations to help you with your health and wellness. So, explain how the book is set up. It's really interesting how you have all of the days. It's literally 40 days. Explain how one day is set up in the book.
Well, one day is walk by faith, not by sight. So that's talking about mostly the walking exercises. So you have a scripture, they have the devotional with a lesson plan, and then we have a prayer and then an activity and the walking chart. So each day is based on a scripture. That is why it's both a physical and spiritual journey to wellness. They both go hand in hand. So you begin your day with a scripture, which you should begin your day with a prayer, and then the lesson. What is the lesson? Some people walk, some people don't walk. You can exercise from your chair. But every day we begin with prayer to God, because God can give us the power. We can go through any day, any circumstance. Nothing will fight against us when we always begin with prayer. So it's prayer, devotional, and as well as the exercise.
And I like that you have questions embedded, and in each day there are questions that you ask that the reader actually will write out their answer, or some of them are questions that you're asking and so that the person can think and see if that applies to them.
Correct, because I want to make it an interaction book and not just sit and read. I want them to get involved. I want them to open up, because with the scripture, the devotional, and the lesson plan and the question, they can say, oh, this does fit me, or maybe I need to change my thoughts, and this is how I can change my thoughts. So I give them examples, and then they can write down. Some people are always living in the negative, so they probably say, I'm too fat, I cannot exercise. So I want them to change that sentence to, I am slightly overweight, but guess what? I can still start in the chair, or I can start walking around my desk, or I can go to the mall early in the morning or late in the afternoon and walk, but don't shop now. Walk, but don't shop. So they could begin somewhere.
Right. Wow. And so how did you decide to lay out the day? So day one versus day 38, you know, how did you come up with kind of the progression?
I want to start out with the beginning first. So if the book is for anybody, they can start anywhere. But I wanted the beginning. For instance, maybe somebody is just learning to exercise. So it begins with just the walking. And then each day they progress. Then day three, we talk about the carbohydrates and proteins and fats. We get into portion control. So each day leads to another day, which each day is progressing towards becoming a winner. And that's
great.
What the 40th day is. So by the end of the 40th day, they should have a change of attitude. The attitude changes, the behavior change.
Wonderful. And what is the most important thing you think that a reader will take away from your book, or one or two, you know, your two or three top things they will take away from the book?
They will take away from the book that they didn't realize that physical and spiritual go hand in hand. When the mind is apt to exercise, to eat right, to focus on being positive, then the physical body will as well. We don't want the reader just to sit there and just read. I want them to get out there and be interactive, and that's why each exercise is interactive. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
On one of the pages there, I have know your numbers. So when I talk about know your numbers, I'm talking about your high blood cholesterol level, your glucose level, your blood pressure level. But then I have on another page, know your spiritual fitness numbers. So Romans 12:2, be not ye conformed to the what? To the world, but be conformed to God's word. So you see what I'm saying? They go hand in hand together. Another example is I teach people how to read the food label. So I give you an example. If something says sodium at 500 milligrams and is at 5%, you buy it, 20% it stays on the shelf. Well, I want them also to know, what is your Christian content label? What are you inside? We take care of the physical body by portion control, eating right, and exercise, but they also got to flex their spiritual muscles as well through meditation and prayer. And so for the reader, they're going to learn that the spiritual and physical body goes together, so it can be strong shoulders for God.
Wow. One of our chatters said prayer, devotional, and exercise. That's awesome, being whole with your body, mind, and spirit. I love it. So thank you so much in the chat room there. So how is your, if someone says, you know, if I play Angel's Advocate, how is your book different from other nutrition books that may be written by people of faith as well?
I don't focus too many on the body and say that you got to be a size 2, size 4. I focus on the total, like you said, the body, mind, and spirit. So there's the nutrition piece, there's the fitness piece, as well as the mental piece. So they also have a stress part as well. Because if you're too busy focused on your ache and pain, that's what stress, right?
Yeah.
And stress, believing that can help you gain weight. And you don't want to gain weight. You want to what? Lose weight or maintain weight. So I don't focus on you got to be this size, you got to exercise every day, but I want them to exercise 3 to 4 times a week. So
okay.
My book is different from the other books because I want them to realize they want to become strong, healthy, and have a good, fit temple for God.
Wow. And certainly you have results To Prove It, Results by Renee. You can check that out on Facebook, that page there. Listeners, check that out. And if you just tuned in, we say hello. Welcome. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're talking to Renee Wiggins about her new book, Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom, A 40-Day Journey to Wellness. A 40-Day Journey to Wellness. And again, as we mentioned, she is a registered dietitian, certified health and wellness coach, and a certified Christian life breakthrough coach. I love that. I love that. We have a list question from the chat room. What would Renee say is the number one stress factor?
That's a good one. It depends if it's a male or female. If it's female, the number one for her is taking care of her family.
Okay.
For a lot of us, for my age group, we were told you take care of everybody else. You don't take care of yourself. You're always supposed to put yourself in the back burner. And I try to teach women, if you're not on the front burner, how can you take care of the rest of the family? So for females, it's taking care of her family. The money is the number one stress factor in this country. But the female is taking care of that family, keeping them whole, trying to make sure they have food on the table. She might be between taking care of her kids and, guess what, taking care of her parents. And that's a real stress factor.
Wow. Awesome, awesome. And so what do you say to the person that said, you know what, I have tried every diet in the book. I've tried, I don't even want to mention any names, but I've tried every diet, every exercise program. I failed at them all. You know, why should I give your book a chance?
My book stems from the soul, the gut. Remember, I'm not focused on the person to be a size 2 or size 10. I'm focused on you to be healthy, strong, and fit for God. So you can be a size 20, but I still want that person to be what, strong in spirit as well as physically strong.
Awesome.
So that's what my book starts from, where you at first. That's why when you said why you start from day 1 and day 40 is different, because we start where that person is, that individual from the beginning, and as you go along, and we want you to go along slowly, you progress. Now, you might only lose 5 to 10 pounds, fine, but your blood cholesterol could be down, your blood pressure could be down, your blood glucose can be down, and you feel good about yourself. That's what we're focusing on, feeling good. You were made in God's image, not in man's image.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Tell listeners how they can actually purchase your book.
They can purchase it from me, Renee Wiggins, and the WW Results by Renee. But I want to let your listeners know, Ty is reconstructing my website, so it won't go on until Thursday. But after Thursday, they can purchase from www.resultsbyrenee.com. That's www.resultsbyrenee.com.
Wonderful. And how can they connect with you on any of the social media sites?
They can connect with us on Twitter. It's called giveupthestruggle.com. That's on Twitter. And they can go to my site and just click on any one of the icon buttons, and it would take them right there to my Facebook and Twitter account and Pinterest account.
Wonderful. All right. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And what continues to motivate you?
What continues? I enjoy this field. Nutrition and fitness is fascinating to me. It's just that you meet so many different people, and everybody's challenging, and I enjoy that, and it's constantly changing. You know what they said at one time, you couldn't have low-calorie sweetened beverages. Now they say you can. So one time they said it causes diabetes. Now they say it doesn't cause diabetes. But I enjoy the people in it, involved in it, and God has really put this before me. This is my mission, you know. It's my passion, is to help people stay strong and fit. Because when you go to the hospital, a lot of times you sit there, and sometimes it's just been the color or the way they react to you. They're not thinking about you, and you have to become your own advocate. And so that's what I teach our people. You got to become your own advocate. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to take care of your family, your mothers, and yourself as well. So it's my passion, my love is the nutrition and fitness, because I know through exercise it can shape your body. I know that food can help heal your body as well. And so that is why I really and truly enjoy this field of nutrition and fitness.
Well, we put our hands together for you.
Thank you.
help us help people lives. And again, listeners, check out Results by Renee. Check that out. And this brand new book, get your hands on it, Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom, A 40-Day Journey to Wellness. Again, Renee, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed it, too. Looking forward to, again, talking to your listeners. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. All right, we're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Changes in the IRS tax code means this year will be more complicated than ever. However, Yvette Allen Tatum is registered with the IRS and has over 30 years of experience. Those folks in the mall doing taxes part-time are probably nice people, but you do not want them filing your taxes. Call Yvette Allen Tatum today to help you file your federal and state tax returns. Call now, 804-405-9743. That's 804-405-9743.
East Clay Street, downtown Richmond.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're going to keep it moving right here in our second segment. An author spotlight with Izzy Johnson. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully she enjoyed some virtual snacks while she was hanging out there. Listen, she has a really, really cool book out called Coffee Shop Therapist, Sound Advice for Life Bills. Oh, wow. She's coming to us from St. Louis, Missouri. She's an author. She's a poet. And she just has a way of sharing her infectious and witty and candid approach to life. And she's captured it in this book called Coffee Shop Therapist. And we're excited that we are able to chat with her on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're bringing her to the mic right now. And we're excited and glad to have Kizzy Johnson. Hello, Kizzy. How you doing?
Hi, Charvette. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you
great.
So much for stopping by the virtual studio.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. I did enjoy some low-calorie snacks in that virtual green room. So.
That's a good plug. All right, so we got to talk about this title, like how you even came up with Coffee Shop Therapist. Where did that come from?
Oh, gosh. Sometimes I don't know if I should tell the honest story or if I should make something up, but I think...
As long as it's PG.
Okay, I think my life is sometimes better than made up. So, this past summer, I went through an emergency surgery, a life-threatening surgery, and when I was in the hospital, high off good quality morphine, I was... thinking about the book and trying to figure out how I was going to bring the book together, and I really didn't like the name I had, the working title.
Okay.
So I just kept thinking, what do I name it? And then out of the blue came Coffee Shop Therapist.
Wow, just out of the blue. So I was thinking, okay, there's maybe she goes to a coffee shop in her area that she visits all the time and she got inspired to write because people always stop and ask for advice. Okay, so I went way somewhere.
No, actually, you're really right, and that's how it happens. You know, I'm not an official licensed therapist, but I have been a therapist to many people over the last couple of decades, and so I thought, well, I can't really title myself as a licensed therapist, so coffee shop, because who doesn't want to sit down and have a nice cup of coffee or tea with their therapist or somebody that they can confide in? So you're right. That's how it really came about, and the morphine. It all came together.
It all came together. All right. So what are some of the topics that you cover in your book?
Oh, gosh. I cover 18 different topics, Charvette, and I talk about everything from addressing a rape a young lady who has to have a conversation with a guy that she's been dating and she really likes, and how do you have that conversation with him and let him understand why you behave the way that you do? I talk about how do you rekindle your romance with your lover. How do you have that conversation? How do you approach her if you think she's cheating? Oh, I talk about a whole lot of different things that everybody can relate to one time or another in their life.
So do you recount real stories, real life situations from friends that have come to you for advice?
Oh, absolutely. Every story in the book, I definitely blended the stories because I didn't want any of my friends to go, hey, that's me. What's your problem?
Right. And where's my cut of this book?
Right. And I wouldn't be the therapist anymore, right? Because they wouldn't trust me.
Exactly.
So I definitely blended the stories and I changed names and situations, but all the stories are true stories that I've had with different people over the years.
All right, and so what has been the initial response from those that have read the book? What kind of feedback have you been receiving?
Oh, I've been receiving really good feedback from the people who read Coffee Shop Therapist so far. What they really like is the ability to read how you can begin a conversation.
Okay.
So the book really serves two purposes. One, to give advice, and two, to show you how to have that conversation that you've been avoiding. So I kind of just drop you in the middle of the conversation. It's not instructional. It's not hypothetical. It's, hey, you've been in a situation where you thought your woman cheated, but you didn't know how to approach her. Here's how you do it.
Wow. And so are there any favorite chapters or any chapters that people have really given you a lot of feedback or response on?
Of course. And of course, it's the most controversial chapter, which is called Polyamorous What?
Okay.
And people really love talking about it because it's a new word, but it's not a new concept. And a lot of people don't understand it. And a lot of people actually do understand it, and they say to themselves, oh, my God, I've kind of been living that life all this time, and now I could put a name to it. So I would say that would be the crowd favorite at the moment.
Wow. We have a question from the chat room. What advice, coffee shop therapist, would you give to aspiring writers?
Oh, oh, my gosh, what advice would I give to aspiring writers? So the first, this can be really long, so let me try to sum this up. I always tell people that they should believe in themselves as much as they believe in God. I'm a firm believer in that. So if you believe in God, first off, and you believe in the talent and the gift that he's given you, you must believe in that as much as you believe in him. And then you have to write. You have to write like crazy. And you'll find your way and it'll evolve. But just believe in yourself and write for you. And then people will respond to it and will love it.
All right. There you have it. There you have it. Okay. So the first chapter is called Diary of Dad.
Mm-hmm.
What is that chapter about?
Well, you know, we as women, I think sometimes we don't realize how emotional men can be or how they have their own stresses and life woes. So this chapter is about me talking to a man who is really struggling because he's a loving dad. He's an amazing father, but he's working two jobs to try to take care of his children, and he's paying this ridiculous amount of child support, and he doesn't know how to explain to his children why they don't see him as much as they would like to and what's really going on with the divorce. And so I sit him down and I talk to him and I give him examples of how to enter into that conversation with his children, and so they can, you know, build that understanding and move forward.
Wow. And what is so interesting about the book is the diversity of topics you cover. So that was an awesome topic. Then you have another chapter called Living Dead. What is that about?
Living Dead. I personally, I know about this, unfortunately, but Living Dead is about walking around like a zombie or being numb because you're afraid of feeling because of the loss of a loved one. So if you've ever lost a mother or a father or a boyfriend or whomever, right, and you've just kind of numbed yourself to life because you don't know how to deal with it, that's what this chapter is about. Me talking to a young lady who's done that for years, and she hasn't started her own family, and she hasn't really lived her life. She's been kind of walking around grieving forever.
Wow.
And just talking to her about how to get out of that and how to live your life to the fullest.
Wow, 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 wow. See, I told you, listeners, you've got grief management, you have relationship advice, you got a whole bunch of stuff, and coffee shop therapist, sound advice for life skills. We're chatting it up here with Kizzy K. Johnson, an author. We've been tweeting and retweeting and tagged in Facebook, so it's very easy to connect with her and follow her and check out what she has going on. Another chapter you have is called Midnight Truth. Midnight Truth. What is that about? I'm almost scared to ask.
No, you don't have to ask. Listen, I am, Charvette, I'm a very candid person. Like, I just don't know how to be politically correct. I don't know how to hold your hands and woo you. I'm just honest, but it's coming from a great place.
Yes.
And so this is about a young lady who loves to call me at 2 o'clock in the morning and talk to me about that guy who's married and she's in love with him and she's just waiting on him to leave.
Oh,
but
wow,
he's not. He's not going to do that. But she religiously calls me at 2 a.m. So it's the midnight truth. I have to be honest with her, not be an enabler, and let her have it so that she can, again, begin to live the best life that she can live and stop waiting around for empty promises.
So what are some things that you say to that young lady?
Oh, to her or to any young lady who's sitting around waiting on a married man to get a divorce?
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you waiting? You know, what are the things about yourself that you feel insecure about? Because for me, and this is, every situation is different, but for me, typically, if you're waiting on a married man, he's unavailable, which means you're trying to be in a relationship and have something that's unattainable. But I think that it has something to do with you personally and some things that you might not like about yourself or you may be insecure about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you settle, basically, because you don't think that you're worth that full relationship. Does that
make sense? You don't think that you're worth that full relationship because
of whatever insecurities you have, so you try to have this relationship, which is something you know you're not going to have, but you can at least blame it on him. And you can't, you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, I need to get some stuff together with me so that I can have that full relationship I really deserve.
Wow. And yeah, I was processing that last phrase of full relationship. That's good. That's good, because a lot of times people will be okay with a piece of something, a portion of something, 75%, but that full, there's something going on there. I like that. I like that. Okay. And so there's another chapter that I really like called What's Your Score? You know, I just said it with an attitude with my hand on my hip. What's your score?
Because everybody wants to know, but they don't ask. Really? But for me, I want to know his IQ score. I don't really want to know his credit score, because I'm very turned on by intellectual men. So I'm asking, what's your intellectual score? But no, it's, you know, you don't really want to ask the person that you've been dating for 3 months or 6 months, but you really like and you think that this can go somewhere. You don't want to just come out and say, hey, so what's that credit looking like?
Right.
You don't want to do that.
Right.
So, again, I'm trying to give some tips and some advice to a friend of mine of how to address that situation delicately, but get the answers that he's looking for so he can make a decision if he wants to continue the relationship or kind of let it go, because that's really important to him.
Ooh, all right. Oh, my goodness. If you just tuned in, we say hello. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with Kizzy K. Johnson, your coffee shop therapist, helping to give you sound advice to kind of clean up those spills in life. Kizzy, tell people how they can purchase your book.
They can purchase my book through Amazon.com, Coffee Shop Therapist Sound Advice for Life Spills, and it's available on paperback and Kindle. So they can download it now if they want to and let me know what they think about it.
And I love you put something on your Facebook page either today or within the last couple of days, and you said this is what keeps me going or this is what keeps me moving. You know what post I'm talking about?
And what keeps me moving?
it looks like a testimonial or maybe an email somebody might have sent you. It's like a
Yeah,
it's like a screenshot of something that someone sent you.
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. I know that I'm putting you on the spot. Hey,
No, that's okay. I thought it was something about my daughter because I often talk about her and she keeps me going. But, yeah, you know, when you get people to express to you how they feel about you and what you've done for them, it's really emotional and it's very personal to me, and it makes me understand that this is bigger than me. This book is bigger than me, my passion to write and tell stories, the TV pilot I'm working on, it's all bigger than me. I'm doing these things so that I can help motivate and move people to realize their own true self and their own true realities. So, yes, that was very touching.
Wonderful. And so will Coffee Shop Therapist be your branding? Will you kind of stick with that through the rest of what you're going to do? Or are you planning to do other things? I know you're a poet as well.
Right. I'm so diverse with my ability to write, and I'm very thankful that God has blessed me not to just be able to write books or blogs or poetry or even TV shows. So he's given me that ability to write whatever I'm feeling or whatever situation I'm in. So I definitely, my brand is really a writer. I'm a writer by nature. I love telling stories. And if that comes in the form of a book or a poem or the TV show, again, whatever moves people and helps them live better lives, then that's what I'm going to do. So it's not one thing or the other. It's everything. Whatever has to do with writing, you'll see QZK on it, and I'm going to do it until the wheels fall off.
All right. And we have a question from the chat room, and the chatter says, when did you realize you had the gift to write?
Oh, you know, let me Charvette, can I want to bring a testimony to the show.
Yes, testify.
Listen, this is so true. And when I tell you, you have to go through things sometimes to get somewhere. When I was a teenager, I loved writing, but I won't lie, I didn't really know that that was what my gift was. I loved reading, still didn't know that that's what my gift was. I married, which I shouldn't have, but I did. This is the storm I had to go through, okay?
I married,
and we moved to Las Vegas. And when we moved to Las Vegas, he was an aspiring film director who created a short script. And I said, man, I should turn that into a book. I don't know where the hell that came from, but I was sitting at the table, and I was like, I should turn this into a book. He was like, see if you can do it.
Wow.
And 3 months of poolside writing and just hanging out, I wrote a full-length novel. A literary agent picked me up and shopped the book around. And it even got in the hands of the Wayne brothers, who really liked it, but it wasn't what they were looking for. You know, they have a certain type of thing that they do.
Right.
And that's when I knew, like, Kizzy, this is it.
Like, wow.
This is it. So I went through that relationship, which is something I shouldn't have gotten in for me personally, but it was for God to show me that this is who you are. Like, you are a writer. Because I think I would have ignored it had I not married him. And that's true.
There you have it, listeners. That is the response there. And God does take us through different pathways sometime to reach our promise. So we're excited that you were able to stop by. Please give our listeners your contact information and all your social networking sites and all that good stuff.
Okay. And let me just say, it wasn't an abusive relationship. I don't want people to think that they should stay in an abusive relationship to find out what their gift is. It wasn't that way.
Okay, that's not the point.
But you can please reach out to me at Kizzy K. Johnson on Twitter. I really make things very simple, thankfully, to my name. Everything streamlined with Kizzy K. Johnson. The Facebook fan page is Kizzy K. Johnson, Instagram, and Twitter. And I'm really trying to get into Twitter and, you know, be very savvy with it now that I've logged on to it. So definitely follow me and let's chat. Let's talk about everyday topics and what we're going through in life, and then keep up with all the writing that I've been doing for different blogs and magazines.
Wonderful. And how can they purchase Coffee Shop Therapist? One more time.
Go to Amazon.com, not now, but right now, and download it on your Kindle or purchase it paperback so that you can have your own personalized therapist right there at your fingertips to help you through life skills.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. We put our hands together for you, and thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. I really had a great time. Thank you and all your listeners. You have a good one, Charvette.
You too. Thank you.
Okay,
all right. All right, listeners, we're going into our third segment with Richmond's own, let me tell you, Richmond's own Tisa Wood, urban gospel artist, a speaker. We have a quick commercial break, and then the next voice you will hear, I feel like I'm getting ready to introduce her to preach. She's probably laughing in the green room. The next voice you're going to hear is Tisa Wood. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Again, excited to have joining us in the third segment here, an artist spotlight with Tisa Wood. She's a contemporary gospel music vocalist and speaker. She has won various talent contests, as well as been a semifinalist in Bishop Paul Morton's Gospel Dream Talent Search. She's appeared on TBN's Praise the Lord and Bobby Jones' New Artist Showcase. She has also opened for Vicky Winans and showcased at Teresa Harrison's Gospel Heritage Conference. And her latest project, called Awesome, was produced by Vashon Mitchell, and I'm telling you what, it is my fault, long overdue. She should have been on the show a long time ago, but anyway, I'm excited to bring her to the mic right now, and I want you to put your hands together for Miss Tisa Wood. Hey, Tisa, welcome to the show.
Hello, Miss Charvette, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yes, I was laughing when some of you feel like you're introducing me to preach, you know. So.
See, I got a little comedy in me.
Yeah. I might preach, you know, I'm going to be preaching soon. You know, I'm still practicing my hoop first.
There you go. And you know, most singers are the ones that know how to really hoop. The people that don't sing don't hoop as well as those that sing, so. Listen, I'm glad to have you again. Like I said, long overdue, my fault that is. But I'm glad to have you featured on the show, Richmond's Own. And of course, we broadcast out of Richmond, Virginia. Those that are listening from all over the world, we are broadcasting from Richmond, and she lives in Richmond, so we're excited.
Yeah.
I want to back up to how you even first started in music ministry, and tell our listeners about that.
How I first started in music ministry? Well, you know, I had a little band in high school and everything. You know, we thought we were big time, you know, which we were in our own, you know, in our own right. But I think that's when I started. I've always kind of sung, you know, and done talent shows and things like that. So I started early, probably more seriously in high school when I had the band, but started more gospel, focusing more on gospel in, I believe it was 2003. You know, that's when the Lord kind of said, you know, okay, this is what I'm calling you to do, and you're to do exclusively inspirational and gospel.
Wow.
So that was around 2003, you know, after college and basketball and everything, and it just kind of, you know how the Lord just kind of tells you, you know, it's time. You know, I dibbled and dabbled in the little secular stuff, but that never worked out. You know, I would get so close, and then it's like, you know, things would just kind of fall to the wayside, and, you know, he just, began to just let me know that this is what I'm calling you to do, and there's a ministry inside of you. So.
Wow. And so. And so did you start out, did you back up, sing as backup vocalist or singing a lot of choirs, or did you just go straight with just solo?
I was more straight solo. I never really sang in choirs or anything like that. I mean, I went to church periodically, you know, growing up. We didn't really go to church, you know, Easter and Christmas, you know.
Right.
You know how we do, how we used to do.
Uh-huh.
But that was pretty much, you know, how I went. And then in my later years after college and everything like that, I started going a little more regularly. And you know, when some during high school, because I lived with my aunt and uncle who were saved. And, yeah, you went to church all the time, sun up, sun down. And so, but it was just okay. And I didn't really, you know, sing in choirs or anything like that. I just started singing solo, you know, in church and, you know, yeah, you had it on. I want my niece to sing a song, and, you know.
Yes. Yes.
You ain't even on the program. She just, I want my niece to sing a song. And it just kind of began that way, you know, and the same thing with my in-law's church. You know, we want her to sing, you know, that kind of thing where you just get put on the spot. And so the Lord just began to, you know, tug on my heart, and I began to, you know, just develop a relationship with him. And so, from there, that's where it kind of went to, you know, okay, there's something serious about this. There's actually, you know, some kind of ministry going on within me as it pertains to this. So, yeah, I didn't really do the choir thing. I just stepped out.
Wow. And then we move on to you doing your first project, and now this project, Awesome. So tell our listeners how you selected the songs and just, you know, the vibe of this entire project.
Well, the songs, it was produced by Vashon, that was, you know, just divinely ordained by God, you know, that particular opportunity. And so with him producing it, he pretty much selected most of the songs.
Wow.
There's a couple of songs on there, I think two, that were ones that my husband and I had written that we, you know, remade. And we just kind of talked and vibed, and he listened to and watched a lot of my previous footage and me singing, and, you know, I had my own idea of certain songs and stuff, but he was like, okay, you are praise and worship, and that's what we're going to do. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what, you know, I had my own thing, like, well, I can do this, and I want to do this.
Right.
Honey, you praise and worship. So that's what we're going to do right now, and then you can branch off, you know.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, so I kind of followed his lead. You know, I said, okay, you've been doing this, and, you know, I just trusted him in doing most, a lot of the selection process. Although my husband and I were very, you know, very involved and had a lot of say, you know, I just trusted his judgment because he's been doing it, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And so that's kind of how that went. And the title track, Awesome, is actually the song that he penned, that he wrote, as well as one other one on there called Tell It. And so he actually wrote those two songs.
And we're going to let listeners hear Awesome. So listeners, don't worry at all. We're going to let you hear Awesome. And your project was live, right? Most of it was live?
Yes, all of it is a live recording. And that was my first experience with that. Just a great opportunity, at least for me. I liked it so much better than being in the studio, although, you know, you do what you have to do. My other two projects are studio projects, and I'm very proud of those as well. But it's just something different about having the opportunity to flow live.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it was a great experience.
Well, that was what I was going to say. There are so many artists who want to do live projects. There are certainly, you know, it's more extensive to put together, but just the flow of that. I remember I was interviewing someone, and she had done a live project, and then she went to do a studio project, and she was getting caught up in the spirit and everything, and they were like, okay, cut, we need you to do that run again. She's like, huh? I mean, what? So you had the chance. Great, great, great. So we're excited about the live project. Now, you've been a ton of places. You know what? Before I even go there, I got to give a shout out to your husband, who is your manager. Big kudos to him.
Yes, my husbander. That's what I call him, my husbander. So I know that, yes, he's the one. You know how you have the behind the scenes. People see me out front, but yeah. I'm telling you, he's the one that he works. He works hard. You know, I get to kind of reap the benefits and be out front and minister, which requires, you know, a lot of work in itself. But, I'm just so thankful and grateful for, you know, for my husband. I am. And, it just helps to be able to know that he has my best interest at heart. And, you know, it's just, there's just some security and, you know, some trust and some comfort within that. And so the Lord is just bless me and bless us to be able to do this together, and it's just, you know, a blessing.
That is phenomenal. So I definitely wanted to shout him out. And so where have you been recently, and what upcoming events do you have?
Well, I just recently did the Transformation Expo. Woo-hoo! Here I did Transformation Expo, you know, with Ty Tibbet and Israel Houghton and, you know, all those folks. So that was awesome. That was an awesome event, a great opportunity. I did do the Stellars in January. Did quite a few events out there. Actually, we saw each other out there in Nashville. I'll actually be going back out there in April to Nashville to do a couple of events. They invited me back to do a couple of events. So pretty excited about that. I'll be doing some touring in June, starting June. With the women conference.
Yeah.
So I'll be, you know, a little bit ministering there, you know, too. You know, not, I don't call it preaching. I'm more of a motivational speaker, you know.
I'm with you.
Right. So I'll kind of be flowing, you know, in two different avenues as far as the psalmist as well as a speaker for that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that and just kind of flowing with God. I'm doing, you know, been doing some churches here, was in Reston last weekend. So, just flowing.
Love it. And so how can people keep up with you? Twitter, Facebook, website, any information you can give out so they can keep up with you?
Yes. Now, thanks to my husband again, you know, I'm on Facebook, you know, Tisa Wood. They can either do Tisa or Tisa Wood. Twitter, which is at Tisa or at Tisa Wood. Same thing, Reverb Nation. The website is tisawood.info. My website, and then we also have the label website, which is nextlevelgospel.net, and that's all spelled out, nextlevelgospel.net. But, you know, all of your social networks and things like that, they can certainly find me on, and there'll be additional information on those sites as well, you know, to further get in touch with me or how to purchase the music and everything. Of course, the music is on iTunes, CD Baby, you know, Rhapsody, Amazon, all of those stuff. So it should be fairly easy for them to get it, which I want them to do is go out and get it. So
go out and get it. Again, listeners, Tisa Woods, T-I-S-A, like Lisa, but change the L to
yes.
a T. So it's very simple. Tisa Wood, check it out. The newest project, Awesome. We're going to play the title track, Awesome, so you'll get to hear this ministry. Tisa, we here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we have a goal to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Well, I guess the closer my relationship with Christ, you know, I guess there's a desire in me to fulfill the assignment that he has. And, you know, and I know that to some that may sound, you know, so spiritual, but it's really not. I mean, that's really what motivates me. You know, I've grown to have this desire to, like, want everything that he has for me and to fulfill the assignment that he's, you know, called me to have. You know, because I'm like, okay, I want it. I want what God has for me.
Yes.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm serious. It's like, okay, I'm tired of seeing other people get what he has for them. So, you know, you got to do what he's calling you to do in order to get what he's calling you to have. And so, you know, that's my mindset now. That's probably my main motivation. And then, of course, you know, our family, my husband and my kids. You know, my husband is a great motivator. I mean, he pushes me. He's, you know, my biggest supporter. He believes in me when I don't even believe in myself. So, you know, so that's a tremendous amount of motivation, you know, that I receive from him as well. So that's what motivates me. I want it. I want it right now. And while I'm in a place and young enough to go after it, that's what I'm doing. So, you know.
Terrific, terrific. Well, you know, there's a commercial that plays in Richmond. I think it's a loan office or something, and it says, "It's my money, and I want it now." So we'll spin off
of
that.
Right.
It's mine, and I want it now.
That's right. It's my blessing, and I want it.
And I want it. Well, we're excited to have you on the show. Certainly we'll have you back when other things are going on in your life. And we're going to let listeners hear Awesome so they can run out and purchase Awesome on Amazon, iTunes, all those good places by Tisa Wood. And again, Tisa, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me, Charlotte. It's definitely a great opportunity. I am honored and privileged to be a part of it. So thank you, Ms. Charlotte. I look forward to the next time.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, listeners, here we go. Awesome by Tisa Wood.
Awesome. Those things that you know that only God could do.
Tisha Wood. Again, we claim her here in Richmond, Virginia, and excited that we were able to feature her music and feature her on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, we started the top of the hour out with an author spotlight. Yes, go check out Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, A 40-Day Journey to Wellness by Renee Wiggins, who is a registered dietitian, a certified Christian life breakthrough coach, and a certified health and wellness coach. And then also check out Author Spotlight with Pizzy Johnson, the coffee shop therapist, and all that good stuff. Listen, we'll be back next week with a show on jazz, featuring all jazz artists. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.